HKX.
Oh. Seth, sitting at my desk.
What are you up to today, Dave? Other than sitting at your desk?
Attic this morning, working on a system. Other than that, it's been one rainy mess today.
It is for sure.
Okay. A day like today, man, just makes you sleepy. I don't know when the heck. I don't know when this rain is supposed to stop. I'm actually going to take a look at the Weather Channel right now as we speak.
It's supposed to rain all day tomorrow, also, and then supposed to clear up Saturday and start raining again Saturday evening and all day Sunday.
Where the heck do all this rain? Oh my gosh! Yeah, we got a flood advisory. Oh my god. So we got a little bit of a low time, it looks like, till about 10 o'clock or so, and then it's on again.
We'll have to break out the boats for here before long.
Okay, ARC. According to the Weather Channel, tomorrow, being Friday the 28th, is only a 16% chance of rain. Saturday is a 9% chance of rain. And Sunday is 73% chance of rain.
Enough of a reprieve to get rid of some of this water before we get more.
Good by my property. My property kind of tips down, so it drains right down to the streams. So I have no issues here. I don't even flood in my basement.
Not necessarily worried about where I'm at either.
Your property drops right off in the front.
Problems.
Up building the ARC. Oh, looks like next Saturday, well, at least in this area, next Saturday looks pretty good.
We still on for next Saturday?
Absolutely.
Been doing other than that four-letter word to work.
Stuff around the yard, which I couldn't get to today because of the rain, but other than that, just kind of, you know, getting the house cleaned up inside and, you know, just trying to help the missus a little bit because she's got a big pillow job from her decorator. We've got like 60 pillows to do. In fact, we just dropped a bunch off at FedEx this morning to send up to Maine. So she's got a bunch more to do yet.
For HKX, yeah, that's a lot of pillows.
Oh, yeah, all different shapes and sizes, too. Some of them have banding on the front, and some of them are just welted. But, man, she can knock them out, nothing flat. She's been doing it for, good God, like 30, 40 years, you know.
For somebody or a business?
Well, she has one of her decorators lives up in Maine and will send her an invoice through email and say, hey, we got a job for you, and all of a sudden rolls of fabric will show up at the house. FedEx will drop off three or four rolls at a time for different jobs, you know. And then when she gets done, she boxes them up and we send them up.
I guess that's a pretty cool gig then, just working at home, sewing up bills and shipping them out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's really all labor. You know, it's not... the only thing she has to buy from time to time would be thread for the sewing machine or some welt cord or something like that. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty good gig, you know.
You could definitely get some of them done on a day like today.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She knocked off the first portion of them for the quote-unquote carriage house. And those are the ones we sent up today. Then there's another bunch going for the main house. Oh yeah, no, she's got work for the next couple of weeks.
Cool then. I guess doing them for the decorator, she's taking special orders on them, or they are, and then shipping them to her.
Oh yeah, no, she'll get the invoice on the email, and it'll describe, you know, the size and the pattern, and, you know, this fabric is for this, that fabric is for that. Oh, yeah, she gets a full detail invoice, measurements and everything.
Makes the pillows
dust ruffles or bed toppers and things like that. She doesn't do drapes anymore, anything like that. It's just too much.
I got a text message from a customer being a jerk.
And Gerald Tiot.
Hey, Tom, recognize. Hang on 1 second. All right, Patrick, I'll let you and Tom talk. I'm going to go refill my coffee. Tom, over to you. N0TR, KB2HXS.
Oh, I just wanted to tell you, Dave, Bernice did that for probably 30, 40 years out of our house. And we did everything from relining leather jackets and the cuffs and the bands to an Alaskan tent in the front room of the house that was 27-foot. And she did all the alterations for 345, I think it was, cleaners. These cleaners had a route, and they'd go from Pittsburgh, Kansas to Kansas City and all the cleaners in between. Then they'd go across to Wichita, which was about 165 miles, pick up there, come back down, go through Branson and pick up some of the movie stars' sequins that we had all over the house, their outfits, and then back up to Pittsburgh and then drop them off at our house. She was a busy lady and a wonderful lady.
She's done some alterations and stuff also. But, yeah, she mainly sticks to pillows, dust ruffles, and bedspreads and things like that now. You know, our room isn't quite as big as your basement. Patrick, over to you.
Doesn't sew. She's lucky she can sew a patch on a pair of breeches.
She's made all my clothes, even my suits for when I played in an orchestra. But she makes all my jeans now because I don't have any rear end. It's flat, and I buy regular ones at the store, and they just slide off. And she got 9 sewing machines, I think. I lost count.
Oh, my gosh. I have no comment. Gentlemen, please carry on. I got to go. I got to go refill my coffee. Goodness. Patrick, over to you.
I wasn't going to touch that one. And my mom and my mother-in-law, they both sewed and done all that, but my wife did not get any of it.
I'll catch you later, bud. I just thought I'd let you know your wife and mine have a lot in common. But Bernice doesn't do it commercially anymore. We did make a costume for a heavyset gal that was in a show over in Spartanburg the other day because they couldn't get it done anywhere else, and they were going to have to fly in a person from Virginia and house them in a hotel and have her make it, and Bernie's done it, and we give it to them, and they were just tickled to death. they said, we'll give you all the free tickets you want. Anyways, 73's day. Go ahead, Patrick. I can hear that big truck shifting. Is that an automatic?
73's, and I'll talk to you on down the road. And, Tom, yes, it is automatic. And what you hear is the fan coming on. If I let off the accelerator, it comes on to slow the truck down. And if it gets too hot, it comes on, obviously. But it's slowing down, it gets loud.
On the diesel, it would be a Jake brake.
You can use Jake brakes on this one, but it's not equipped. It's not installed. I can have them added. But with the automatic, they'll use the trans braking system, they call it, and then they turn the cooling fan on to drag the engine down. Help, just anything to throw a drag on the engine.
The radio would, whenever you transmit, that'd be enough. Well, that's pretty neat. I know when I took my CDL test, I had to learn about gland hands and Jake brakes and all of that stuff, but thankfully I never had to use it, Patrick.
Like I said, I could have had them installed or have them installed. It's really not heavy enough to justify that, so I just can't see the extra expense in it. So why do it? Unless you just want to make noise.
You know, a lot of places. places prohibit the use of Jake brakes, particularly in civilian areas, you know, where there's a lot of houses.
Because these guys with the straight pipes trying to make them as loud as they can possibly make them. But if you got an exhaust on it, you're not really going to hear it.
I only had to drive a semi a couple of two or three times to move a kiln, a large kiln, from one facility to another, which was only about, 13 blocks away or something like that. That's because they caught one of our guys, a mechanic, driving it as he went past a Casey's, convenience store, and there was a DOT guy in there. He caught him a second time, and he come back up to our plant, and he says, "I want to talk to your boss," and he went in there, and he told Gary, he says, "If I catch that boy driving that truck again, I'm going to take you out of here in handcuffs."
One way to fix that problem.
Drive the truck a little bit. Here's another one. If they'd have put a safety check on that thing, it'd have failed in 9 different ways.
Be surprised to see how many trucks out here on the road today would fail them.
Well, I only had to do it like 3 times because I was the electrician and they didn't want to let me out of the shop that long. And it wasn't for over the road. It was, these kilns were like 12 foot in diameter and they were, 1.5 inch, 2 inch steel and cylindrical. And we just had to move it from one shop down to the other shop at the structural shop now and then. But they were gigantic. They were big. One of them, I remember, weighed 135 tons, Patrick.
For ACX, that's a big old panel. That's 135 tons. That's huge.
I just took one section. They'd weld those sections together. And when this was finished and the stuff was added inside that the welders put in there to crunch up the aggregate, they put it on a truck, and I went out and counted the tires on that truck. It had all kinds of special permits and a special route because it had to go to either Utah or California from Kansas. And he still took out one of our stoplights as he went around the corner, and the rear end of it was separately steerable, kind of like the ones they haul those wind generator windmill blades in. But this was 135 tons, and that truck had 56 tires on it if you counted the ones on the cab.
That's a lot. But Tom, I am making the climb up the mountain and starting to lose the repeater, so I might have to say 7-3s for now. You and Miss Bernice have a good evening, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear on your final 7-3s.
Okay, Patrick, good to hear you. Just thought I'd ride along. I was just down here listening and putting some batteries and some motion lights down here in the basement, so when you come down, I don't want Bernice to fall or something, or me to fall. And as you walk by them, it turns a little light on. Then you don't have to go back and shut them off. Just fooling around. Trick stuff. See you later, Patrick. Have a safe drive. KO4HKX and 0TR73, and I'm clear.